This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So it's other people's problems. And this woman's problem is clearly big enough that she doesn't want anybody to know who she is. So she's changed her name to Candy.
Yeah.
And she's asked for voice disguiser. We're willing to accommodate all of those things. So, Candy, why don't you tell us what's going on? Maybe we can help.
Yay!
By the way, the voice disguiser is working, yeah. So you're good. What's up?
Oh, phew. Okay, so I'm going to get right into it. In October, I'm getting remarried.
Yay! Congratulations.
Thanks. I have a son, and my fiance just told me that he thinks we should split our house costs when we get married. He wants to pay for, you know, his housing costs, room, board, divvy it up, and he wants me to pay separately for my living expenses and my son. I have a 6-year-old son, and he, I don't know, is that weird? Like, he made it clear he thinks, you know, we should.
He waited until, like,
yeah, there is this.
He waited till now to tell you that? Right? That wasn't, like, an earlier discussion? Like,
I mean, it's weird, right? Like, I kind of, like, should I keep everything separate? We're, you know, older, it's our second marriages, but.
Does he have any?
Time, like,
yeah, does he have kids that he's paying for?
No, he doesn't have any kids. It's just my son.
I get it.
Because you're him. You don't have any kids. And if you were to get married to somebody, you would say, dude, that's not true. Don't want to hear this, but you're a very generous person. You probably wouldn't want the kid around you, but you would definitely throw money at it.
Okay. I would, but yes, I would. But I think this guy, how old's your kid? Is he getting like towards like college and stuff? I don't think he wants to pay for you.
He's six.
Oh, he's got he is an economic drain. I bet you this guy. I bet you this guy's kids are older and out of the house. Maybe or
he has none.
He has none.
No kids.
He's going to take you, and he's going to take both of you as a package deal, but only pay for one. Or no, you two pay for your.
You pay for yourself. He'll pay for himself, but yourself includes a child.
Wow.
Exactly.
How does he? Right. Does he interact with your son? Is he good around your son?
No, he's great around my son, and it's weird. It's like, should I be expecting him to step in and, you know, like a father type figure for him?
Expecting
with us.
Well, is he willing to kind of be a father? Like, if you say he's good around your son, you obviously trust him enough and want him to help you parent. He just doesn't want the financial side of it.
Yeah, I guess.
I see that. In his mind, that's not my son. That's your son, Candy. So you need to pay for your son.
But, right. Like, we'll divide up our house expenses accordingly. And, you know, I'll take care of my.
So you buy a box of Golden Grahams. And what is he like putting a check mark on it? Like, I had one bowl out of this box. And like, that starts to get really muddy. It's like, or do you write, these are my son's Golden Grahams and these are his Golden Grahams? Like, and if he has a bite of the mac and cheese,
like an example he gave me, he has an aquarium. He's like, okay, well, you know, I'll pay for the fish food, I'll pay for this fish tank and repairs.
So he'll pay for. All, like, he'll pay to keep his fish alive, right, as long as you pay to keep your child alive.
Huh.
Your child is a little different than a fish.
I happen to look at him a lot differently than a fish.
This is really weird.
Yeah.
I understand that he has a trepidation, and this does your ex pay anything towards your kid?
No, I don't really speak with him.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
So he's a guy looking at it like Steve does. Like, this is an economic drain.
Yeah. Like it's just an Excel spreadsheet.
And it's not my responsibility.
Right. It's not my child.
But here's what he's not seeing. Any guy out there, any girl out there, if you fall in love with someone who has a kid, we've said on the show 1,000 times, it's a package deal. And you don't get to, like, this isn't cafeteria Catholic time where you go, I'll take this, but not this. It's not Golden Corral, people. You if you want candy, you get the 6-year-old. You just.
Can I ask you something? You guys wrote something real quick. Do you expound on what you just said, Slacker? So I love the woman.
Yes.
I know it's a package deal. So if I want to invite her to move in with me, the son's coming too. But what happens if I don't love the son? What I'm just tolerating the son now too, right? What happens?
You better be honest with her and say I'm not digging him.
Like, I can still let him come as a package deal, even though I might not love, because you don't. I can't automatically love. I don't know what I'm trying to say here. I know
what you're saying, but you got to be honest with her because she needs to know that you're not there for him.
Then, Candy, can I ask you this then, as a mom? I love you. I really like your child, but I don't love your child, but I want both of you to move in. Would you still move in, even though I'm nice to your son and I do everything good for your son, but I don't love your son? Would you still, I don't even know what I'm asking.
No, would you still go with it? Because it sounds like your guy doesn't love him enough to pay for him.
There it is.
But see, I don't even see it that way. I was thinking more like he's just weird about money and not like. Okay.
He's petty and selfish.
Do you think he loves your son?
I think so.
Does he have to love your son for you two to move in? He'll still be nice to your son.
I know what you're saying because it feels weird to love somebody else's kid. But if you really love Candy,
I would automatically love all the kids.
It's a genuine package deal. You're going to have to get there.
Okay, real quick, last question. If I'm a man and I know I love Candy, but not her son, and I never will, then I should be the man and step up and go, we shouldn't do this.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the opposite is true. It's the Jerry Maguire effect where he fell in love with the kid and he was like just tolerating the mom so he could get to the kid. He wanted to be a dad.
But the mom is still being provided for. She's not getting, okay.
Doesn't matter. You still got to be honest about what's going on there.
Wow.
Candy, I think you're probably not alone. I think we live in a world where people get divorced and then they re-blend new people together. And I don't know what to tell you, but we're going to find somebody who's got some advice for you. Hang on right there.
Did I just muddy this whole thing?
You didn't. I think it's all part of it. I think do they have to love them? Do they have to provide for them? There's all sorts of things that a kid needs. Yes. They need love. They need shoes. They need Golden Grams. They need all this stuff. And this guy's like, look, he might even be saying, I'll love your kid. But he's saying, I'm not going to pay for it.
I'm not going to pay for the bills if he gets hurt medically and all.
It's on you.
College.
He's not my kid. He's your kid.
But if it's a package, okay.
If it's a package deal, you don't get to separate it.
So then Candy, being a good mom, should put her needs for this guy's love. She shouldn't remove them both.
I think that's the question. Is this weird? And if it's weird, should she dump this dude?
Right.
And they're supposed to get married because he's saying, I want to marry you. I want to be with you, but I don't want to pay for your kid.
There it is.
What do you guys think Candy should do next? Jenny?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. What do you think?
I don't necessarily think it's about the child. I think it's a yours, mine, and ours situation.
Okay.
And you need to have a discussion about having yours, mine, and ours. You can have your account, I can have my account, and then we have our account, and we take care of our stuff together. So the mortgage. And we contribute, whether equally, unequally, depending on how much you make. My husband makes way more than I do, so I can't contribute the same amount, but we pay for our things together. And then I have a separate account, so when I buy my $250 purse, he doesn't balk at it. I have my own money that he doesn't question. And when he goes and buys $200 worth of car parts, I don't say anything because it's his toys. And so there's our business together.
I like
that. What we take care of separately.
So you're saying that the guy is really not a D-bag. He's actually being smart. This guy is, right? I don't know.
It's a big leap from separate finances can work to this guy's awesome. We should all marry him. Thank you, Jenny. Jennifer?
Yes.
You were the stepkid in this situation.
I was, and he came in actually when I was older. So we weren't even in the house, and he made her pay for all of her stuff.
So is it awkward? Does it feel like you're the, for lack of better words, redheaded stepchild? Like you're not welcome?
Yes. Yes. And I was actually his favorite. I have a brother and a sister, and they became like enemies. And I was, it became the worst possible situation. She actually divorced him last year.
Wow.
And it was absolutely awful. And he would charge her for birthday gifts and that sort of thing that she had to pay for. They would split everything.
Wow.
They would split cartons of ice cream. He was so incredibly controlling. It was crazy.
You know, I just thought of something. Either he can pony up now, or when she will divorce him, he can pay for it all then.
But if he puts this in a prenup, like, I'm not going to, then she won't be able to, like.
And when they get divorced, exactly. He'll have all this extra money.
Exactly. And she gets the kid involved, and the kid's going to get attached.
Wow.
To the D-bag father.
To the D-bag
figure?
Non-paying. I thought he was great, Steve. Exactly. A second ago, he wasn't. Thank you for the call, Jennifer. I'm so confused. Is this guy bad? Is he good?
He's financially a genius.
And?
Yay.
What do you think?
I remembered. So I think I'm probably a unicorn in this because I don't feel a man is under any obligation to love the woman's kids. To like them, yes, but not to love them. I'm a single mom of 2 teenage boys. I've chosen to not remarry because those kids are my responsibility, financially and everything.
Nice.
They're mine.
Wow. So you don't think there's anything wrong with what this guy wants to do? Keep it separate.
I think I would keep it separate. That's how I would do it if I was going into a marriage having kids. Yeah.
You know, Ann, real quick, I feel like this guy, he loves the woman, doesn't love the kid. I forgot where I was going with this.
Yeah. He doesn't love the kid, so he doesn't have to pay.
But I bet you a ton of dads lie and say they do because they want to be with the mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. And that's a lot of pressure on a single man to say yes,
right?
You and your kid. Yeah.
Thank you, Ann.
And I think that maybe that could grow.
You're definitely.
So
what are you doing tonight, Ann?
You're a unicorn, to be sure. Thank you, Ann. Krista.
Yai,
what do you think?
I think he should absolutely have to accept Candy's kid. My boyfriend's 48, I'm 33. My kids were 6 and 8 at the time, and he didn't want any more kids. His kids were in his 20s and had their own kids.
Yep.
But because he loved me, he had to accept me, and there was no splitting the cost.
Nope.
There was none of that. You become a family. You become a part of everybody.
So he had to pay for everything all the time.
We split it. Whether I buy fish food or I buy dog food, it doesn't matter. I mean, you're becoming a family.
If you're truly going to become a family, like, he's marrying this woman and he's still telling her to pay for her own dinners? That's bogus.
Let's say this 8-year-old kid is like 30 grand in debt. Now this guy's like
he's
responsible
six,
for
and
that.
There's no way unless he's got a bookie. Thank you for the call, Krista. I mean, we'll take more comments on social media and stuff, but I'm telling you, if I were Candy, if he doesn't get off of that, I wouldn't marry this dude.
Okay.
Period.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.